The scientific developments by Professor McKeating's team don't just help us with treating the disease. The more we understand the virus, the less fear we hold. This is especially true for those that suffer from the disease. So I spoke to Wendy and Jules to find out what brought them to the World Hepatitis Day event.
Well, I had hepatitis C for approximately about 20 years. I had treatment 5 years ago and I've been clean ever since, you know, clear of the virus, should I say. And I have a lot to do with the Hep C Trust. I go to conferences, I've helped set up a Hep C support group. And they just invited me along today, so I thought it would be a really good opportunity to see how the other side works, really, and what progress there is and what new things that are going to come about to help people with the virus.
We've heard today that in the course of the last 20 years, there's been some very dramatic leaps forward in understanding the science of Hep C. As someone who actually suffers from the virus, do you appreciate being told all of the nitty-gritty? Is it helpful to you to know some of this deep science?
I think 20 years ago, when I was first diagnosed, they phoned me up and said that I needed to come to the liver unit because I had this hepatitis C virus. I phoned my dad and I told him and he says, what is it? And I said, I think it's something to do with AIDS. That was my first sort of thought. For the first sort of 3 years, I was back and forth from the liver unit. And like I said, 20 years ago, they didn't really tell you a lot. You know, I didn't understand what it was, anything about it. So I walked away and forgot about it, basically, because I didn't know the implications of it. So for like 5, 6, 7 years, I walked around forgetting that I'd got this virus because I didn't know nothing about it. Maybe it's I didn't want to know, I don't know, but I don't think enough was said to me for me to understand. They may have told me, but on my first appointment, I hadn't got a clue what they were on about. So I think people really need to know because it gives them more of an understanding and the seriousness of it and the implications of having it long term. I think the media are getting better with it now, but I still don't think it's enough to let people know how serious it is.
So you would support World Hepatitis Day from both a personal and a professional meaning?
Absolutely. I work for a drug service. We have approximately about 800 clients. We've recognised that 25% of those have got the hepatitis C virus and that we haven't even tested all of them. It's just so scary because the amount of clients that are walking about that don't know that they've got it, that could be infecting other people that haven't got it, and it's just really scary, and I just don't think they understand. The majority of the ones you talk to, they say, oh, that's that thing that kills you, isn't it? Well, no, not necessarily, but left untreated, it will really have a detrimental effect on your health in the long term. They just don't really understand.
And having just had a tour of the research facilities here, do you think you'd encourage more people, both healthy and people who do have hepatitis, to actually get involved in the research?
Yeah, definitely, because I think, you know, it's just about raising the awareness on my point and coming to places like this and having tours and speaking to directors, clinical directors and research students. It gives more people an insight and I'm excited now because I know that there's more research getting done and they're coming better treatments for people, you know, and if they have better treatments for people, it's more success because at the moment a lot of people are failing the treatment because of the side effects because they just can't manage it. So if we can make that easier for people, then more people can get treated. I mean, we can't treat 50% of our clients that I work with because of their chaotic lifestyles, the support network they don't have and the vulnerability. We could not even contemplate putting them on treatment because they'd fail because of the extent of the side effects that it has on people, you know, and that we need to sort of be looking at making it easy for people to have treatment.
Wendy's position, not only a former patient but actively working with hepatitis patients in the community, highlights one of the benefits of World Hepatitis Day. It's a unique opportunity for researchers and clinicians to communicate with patients, and that means that everyone can benefit.